Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. Because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I implored the Lord three times that it might leave me. And he has said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong."
When you listen to someone speak, what gives his or her words weight? Most often, we measure a message against the person's experience and dismiss the thoughts and ideas that don't seem genuine. So when we come to Paul's discussion of God's sufficiency, we ask, is this something he can really talk about? And we're able to read the Bible and see from the apostle's life that the answer is a resounding yes. Paul's testimony contains accounts of many hardships that confronted him. See 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 22 through 28. He was imprisoned, beaten, threatened, stoned, shipwrecked, and robbed. On top of all this, he had a persistent, unrelenting thorn in his flesh. You might think God would keep his servants in perfect condition and health. Yet when the apostle prayed for relief, the answer was maybe not what he expected. God said, "My grace is sufficient for you." The Lord taught Paul the lesson that in God's hands, our weakness allows for the Lord's strength to be made even more apparent. And it's through God's power and his power alone that we can do amazing things. Perhaps you struggle with your own thorn. Trust God to accomplish his purposes through your weakness. You can be a vessel through whom God displays his power to the world.